Good morning, and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta. I am Dr. Bob Dean, the founder. I'm not the founder. I am the new minister here, new as in 3.5 years ago, and very happy to be here. I am also the leader, the spiritual leader of this organization. So thank you for being with us today. I'm here to remind us that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. Because you're that opportunity of spirit, showing up, being something, God being what it is, we know and recognize who you are. We are an organization, a center, a community that recognizes you, that honors you for all of your uniqueness, your specialness, and everything about you. We know that you are God's opportunity to be something unique and special. Therefore, we support you. We provide all kinds of spiritual tools and guidance and activities, ideas, thoughts that can help you build toward that great life of your desire. And we are here to support you all the way, regardless of who you are, where you've been, what your current identification is, sexually or otherwise, racially, ethnically. You're welcome and you're honored. So thank you. Not only do we believe in God and spirit and life, but we also believe in you. And we also believe in a number of principles. We are a philosophy and a theology, and our philosophy is one of principle. So in order to understand that principle, we'd like to share a bit of it with you so that you have a sense of who we are. So this is our declaration of principles. I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. So one of the many services we provide through this organization are practitioner sessions or practitioner support. A practitioner is someone who has studied the science of mind. They have studied these spiritual principles and learned to use them in their own lives to create great change and to create a life of their desires. They've also learned to use them for other people to support and help you in the process, and therefore they are licensed by our international organization. So each week we invite one of our local practitioners to one of our participants to share with you a bit of an idea or story, and to also guide us then in a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. And today we are going to have with us the wonderful and fabulous Norma Roberts, who will be sharing with you at this time. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bob. And good morning, everyone. I'm so very happy to be here today. And I'm glad that all of you have chosen to join us. You know, since our talk today is This Too Is God, I would like to share with you some excerpt from an article written by Reverend Joan Pinkston of the St. Petersburg Church. The title of her article is The Rhythm of Change. And she says, one of the great discoveries of all time is that human beings do not stand outside of nature as uninvolved observers. We are all active players in a participatory universe. Therefore, it has been correctly stated that change is the only thing we can count on to be constant in our lives. Change is a part of life, a necessary part of our growth. Change exists in order to move us to higher expressions of being. It's a natural process, a spiritual process. By definition, living things are changing things. And the purpose of change is to move us into alignment with the law of harmony. This law is an ever-present reality, but it only works in our lives when we work it. It must be perceived before we can experience it in action. What prevents this action? Our ego. The ego's response to chaos is to fight against it and to attempt to impose more control. But the rhythm of change is very predictable. This rhythm always involves a period of chaos, followed by a new order of action, and again followed by chaos. Quantum physics has given us a new view of the meaning of chaos. It's likened to a butterfly struggling to emerge from its cocoon so it can fly. Or to a tree losing its leaves in order to grow new buds. Dr. Holmes says that during this process, many things happen that appear to be out of order. But that out of chaos, we always find harmony. Although there is often a degree of uncertainty in the face of change, you do well to remember that you are the co-creators of your experience. You are the author of the change that occurs. Know that your life is already organized within life itself. Life flows from the inside out. Life flows from life. The bud unfolds into the flower. The child ripens into an adult. As you celebrate each change, allow the next change to come to you effortlessly, because this too is good. And now I invite you to just settle down as we prepare for our treatment. Take a deep breath and just relax. And as I speak in the first person, I invite you to accept as much as you could resonate with and letting everything else just drop away. Now relax with me and know with me. There is but one mind, the mind of God. And this mind is the all-intelligent creative process acting through me. I know I am surrounded by God as life, love, light, peace, power, beauty, and joy. I therefore consciously declare, assert, and define myself as the Spirit of God in expression. My word is the activity of the infinite mind and the law of God in my experience. I realize that as I change my mind, I change my experiences. So I look beyond any apparent circumstances, conditions, or experience of lack, limitation, or confusion, doubt, or fear. And I know that I am surrounded by a circle of protection. I consciously change my focus from thoughts of difficulty to songs of praise. I remember to find a reason to be grateful in times of trouble and to declare that the God of the impossible will make a way where there is no way. I accept my responsibility to consciously direct the subconscious law of mind at the level of my confident God self and to allow God to be God in my life. I am aware of the daily experiences leading to the perfect manifestation of my answered prayer. I now make my claim to spirit and know that regardless of any concern I may have, regardless of any situation, condition, or experience in my life, regardless of any appearance of a negative nature, It is only God that shows up, because God is all there is and all is well. My heart is filled with joy and thanksgiving as I witness the perfect outworking of the law. And I now release this word, knowing that it cannot return to me void, but must accomplish that to which it is sent. I let go and let God be God, as together we say. And so it is. And now we have the opportunity to listen to a beautiful piece of music performed by Gary Lynn and Jamie Lula. The title is God in Everyone. Enjoy.
Everything beneath the sun breathes like a harmonium. Pure perfection has begun, shining like a midnight sun. Out of darkness I have come. I see God in everyone. Let me be an instrument, guided by and heaven's end. May these grapes of pain ferment, alchemized to love's content, ever be a sacrament, knowing God is my intent. God, let me know your name. Hold me in the same breath as you were. God, I feel you all around. Oh, how you astound me with your grace. Baptized in a holy shroud. Peace be still and know me now. God is in all I have found. God, let me know your name. Hold me in the same breath as your word. Oh God, I feel you all around. Oh, how you astound me with your grace. God, let me know turning pain. You think hold me in the same like a kiss. Seems as the spirit I become. Oh, no. what I'm here for. You're allowed on to distant shores.
Oh, how you
flowing from
me.
The infinite
with your prayer.
God in everyone. Oh,
spinning
God,
like a prayer field.
Let me know your
turn
name.
Like Ezekiel's wheels.
In the
nothing
same
like a kiss. Seals
the
spirit I've become.
Oh, oh,
knowing what I'm here for.
Rolling
on distant shores.
Rolling
from the infinite. God in everyone. Out of darkness I have come. I see God in everyone.
I see God in everyone. Do you? Do I? Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, not so much. But you know, when I first got into this teaching, when I first got into the science of mind and to the science of mind and spirit, to these kinds of spirituality ideas, when I heard the word God, I was not a happy camper. I had had enough negative experience with God's people and God's organizations and organizations that claim to be God, that when I heard the word God, I was kind of put off. I immediately heard it through the ears and eyes of the old ideas of God in the sky, like, you know, old man with a white beard, white man with a white beard, not unlike me. And that was not a positive image. So I wonder, think about this right now, just to kind of take a moment. What do you feel? What do you think? What comes up for you when you hear that G word, God? How about when you hear the word spirit? The word I particularly loved then and still do for this infinite power, the ultimate reality of truth that is, was the word of infinite intelligence. Infinite intelligence. Present in everything in life. Absolute. Infinite. Or the scientific language of universal, unified field of energy and information. See, how you think about and what resonates with you in terms of infinite power, ultimate power, final power will determine so much about how your life unfolds, how you live your life, the choices you make, the directions you go, the amount of risk you can take, the amount of control you need to try to have. All of that is determined by your idea of ultimate power. Do you believe it's outside of yourself? The God out there, the power, the old man in the sky, or some arbitrary idea of God out there, or powers out there? We're constantly bombarded with the idea that there are two powers in the universe, at least, maybe more. That we live in a world where that is constantly at war with between good and evil. And we should be afraid and angry about evil, however we perceive evil. And as long as you believe that ultimate power is somehow out there, and distance and departed from you, then your job becomes to try to get it. How do I get this? So we pray for it. And we beg for it. We, in the old days, we did sacrifice, maybe still, we did sacrifices for it. One of the jokes in my family was always, if you want to get that, if you really want to get what you want, you got to hold your mouth right. I never knew what right was. Because always that idea of life seemed to be an arbitrary giving of good and bad based on your who knows what. In this teaching, we teach and we talk a lot about one power, one life, not two, not three, not opposing powers, but one. One. See, and this idea, this word for God that we use now and that I am using these days when I speak of it is not something separate out there. It is the idea of the energy, the very essence and life force of all that is that runs through me and you and all of us that's inseparable from us, that we're inseparable from. And provides and energizes all of the energy, and back to that scientific idea, the energy and information of who and what we are. We are like concentrations of energy and information in that universal field of energy and information, to use the quantum physics idea. So while we are individuals, we are only individuated parts, individuated examples, individuated experiences of that one universal power, that ultimate power. Ernest Holmes says it this way, that the transcendent God, the infinite God, and the innermost God, right here in your heart, are one. It is one God, not two, not three, not different powers. And it is God without the other. It is the one, the unit, the oneness without the other. There is no other against which you can understand it. So it's not a personality somewhere or an infinite personality that's dishing out good and bad or offering good things or bad things. It is simply the energy of life moving in us and through us and moving in and through all things. The same power that created stars and skies and universes is the same power that's moving and allowing you to wake up in the morning, that's breathing your breath and that's beating your heart and that's moving you in your days and your weeks and your life. So while that may sound like something we have no power over, it isn't. For if it's all this one infinite oneness, this one God, this one universal, then it's us. And since it's within us, as us, its characteristics must be with us, as us, so we can use it. See, the power of the life, the intimate, ultimate power of life is available through us, as us, as individual power operating through very clearly defined and continuing to be understood spiritual laws. And it's available in moving through these laws as love and dependent on our loves. In other words, spiritual life, spiritual power, spiritual energy, meaning natural energy, natural power, natural life is moving through you as you, as, and its most ultimate, most high functioning knowing of it is as love. So what does this mean for us? This is all very great theoretical, right? What does it mean? So it means that what you see and believe to be outside of your life, your influence, or outside of the power or the influence of the infinite power that is available within you, anything you see there is going to have power over you. You're going to experience as if it were a separate thing controlling your life. It will have its way with you. And you will be angry, and you will be sad, and you will be afraid, and you'll be frustrated. Because if it isn't a part of the infinite, then it must be a part of some other something. So then suddenly there's not a oneness, there's a two-ness at least. And you have no power over that other part of the two-ness. The way that has shown up in my life is that over the last few years, I've been in a search for more intimate relationships. And I've done lots of work with other people who have found that intimate relationship and have been thrilled by it and moved forward in their lives in rich and powerful ways. And I found myself thinking, if I can help you do that, why can't I help me do that? What's missing here? And I kept whining about that at times. And I kept asking other people to help me the way I help others. And then one day it occurred to me, the only reason I have had less than intimate relationships at times that when I was trying to do that is that I had closed off my love, my heart, because I was afraid of being vulnerable. Afraid of getting hurt. My God, how often have we heard that? We don't get close to people because we're afraid of getting hurt. Well, that can't apply to me, but it did. And I had very subtly convinced myself, as we so often do, we have subtle ways that we have of deceiving ourselves about ourselves. I deceived myself that I, for whatever reason, would not risk getting hurt at that level again. Interesting, right? And as soon as I have become willing to be open and vulnerable, and I found myself connecting in a deeper way with all of the people in my relationships, without fear, although with vulnerability and some risk involved and some energy and excitement, which, you know, the tension, fear and excitement kind of live in the same part of your brain. So you're not always sure whether it's which one is happening there. You know? So allowing ourselves to think of something in that's outside of our role or the area that God Spirit as us would have power over, allows that something to have power over us. So we're lost to whatever we think is not part of God. Here's the other part. If we recognize anything that seems to be amiss in the world or in ourselves, and we claim this too is God, this too is in the periphery and the part of this amazing thing called God, this energy of life, this spirit moving through us, not some character in the sky, but the energy of life. It is, this too is part of the energy of life, then, and the energy of my life, then I have an opportunity to change it. Because then I have some kind of a relationship or authority with it. See, this energy, this life within us doesn't really care how it gets used by us or anyone else. It's kind of like electricity. You got electricity buzzing in the circuits all around you, and it could be easily used to, you know, to run a hairdryer or a computer or the internet, as it is to shock somebody or to burn your house down if it's not hooked up right. Same energy, same electricity. Nothing wrong, nothing right or wrong about it. So this energy, this God energy, this life energy that's moving through you is not right or wrong. It's not good or bad. You get to choose how you are going to direct it and use it. And you choose by what you believe and what you love, what you deeply, deeply in your heart of hearts really love. Now, some of you love drama. I know this because I know some of you. I love drama too sometimes, unfortunately. But I like a little drama, not a lot of drama. And I prefer my drama to anybody else's, thank you. But you know, when we love drama, and we're surprised when drama shows up, all sorts of drama, whatever it happens to be. You know, a simple trip to the grocery store can turn into a dramatic event if we're not careful. As long as it's a positive drama, it's pretty good. And so I look for ways to make my trips to the grocery store positive drama. I look for things to be grateful for. And I go, wow, look at that. We in this country can get food from all over the world, sitting right here at our disposal. We have vegetables we take home, and we don't have to soak them and clean them and make sure they're safe before we eat them. Grateful for that. I am grateful that there's no drama around who and what kind of food is safe. All that's been already worked out and taken care of by other people and by people who know more about all of that than I do sometimes. I look for the ways in which we're connected. I use my energy, my time, and my focus to look for the ways that I am connected to all that's going on. And when I'm having a great thought or a great idea, or I'm pondering something, and I look out my window and there's a hawk flying by, I go, oh, wow, I'm connected. Native Americans believe that the hawks carry messages to God, believing that God was up there somewhere. So as a symbol, it's a wonderful thing because it just awakens that awareness in me that whatever I'm thinking is God thought. Because whatever, one of the great ways that we are united and linked with this one power, this one energy within us, is by our thought, what we think about. If we think about love, if we think about joy, if we think about goodness, I just said that there are birds flying suddenly all around my window out here. Yeah. When we think about fullness and joy and happiness, and we think about what does that make us? What does that take in order to do that? Then we're connecting to the joy and the fullness and of spirit. We find ourselves thinking a lot about the horrors. And my gosh, we've all got them. They're all surrounding us all the time. There's plenty going on in the world to be concerned about and worried about. And I'm not saying we should ignore those and bury our heads in the sand. But what do we spend our time thinking about, obsessing about? And when we think about those things going on that aren't according to our idea of the best or the good or the right, do we think about them with compassion, with kindness, with love? Or do we think about them with anger and cursing and damnation? If our anger is wanting to destroy the other, then we have suddenly tried to push the other outside the realm of God, and therefore we are no longer in charge or centered in that life energy within us. We have attempted to put it outside ourselves. And it isn't outside of ourselves. Whatever you feel right now is the other. It's like that which is controlled by some other God, some other power, some other energy. Right? If it's the other political party, if it's the other group, if it's the other whatever other. I'm hesitant to even name them because I don't want to add to them if you've already got enough in your head already. The other rich, the other poor, the other fat, the other skinny. Whatever the other seems to be for you. The truth is, there is no other. For if you are one center of energy and information in this field of energy and information, then the other is simply another point in that field, or what appeared to be the other is not another field. It's not something you have no connection to or control over. It is, and control in the sense of influence, not control in the sense of you determine their outcome or their good. So, as we are walking through, maneuvering our way through this amazing thing we call life, especially now where the earth and the world, or the world and the consciousness of the earth, is going through such a transformation, where with no matter the talk about, quote, returning to normal, whatever normal is. We used to say when I was teaching in a rehab center that normal is the cycle on a washing machine. That's all it is. So returning to the familiar may be what we're really talking about these days. But even in saying that, the familiar will not ever be just like it was. Thank God, because parts of it needed to change. But returning to more contact with each other, more opportunities for a hug. You know, we need to touch each other. That need for touch, that need for closer proximity is really real and powerful. And that's why people are risking their lives sometimes to do that. Because without that, our bodies don't generate the same energy. Our bodies do not create light the same way they do when we have been touched or are touching on a regular basis. Which is why when we aren't touching, we aren't being touched, we become so depressed at times and so isolated. And the isolation feels so bad. So in returning to normal, we still need to be careful in loving each other and recognizing the good in one another. But we really are hungry for that. So I invite you, though, to bring that within the realm of God within you, the power within you, to know that that can occur for you in ways that are safe and healthy and do not harm yourself or anyone else. Because, see, that's the key. This presence, this power is present in us, as us, working through us in ways that do not bring harm to anyone else, and that bring greater life and greater living. That's the great ethical question. To do this or not to do this is the question. The question is, does this bring more life? And does this harm anyone else? If it brings more life and harms no one, go for it. Hallelujah. More life to you, more life to the other, to everyone else. This too is God. We here at the Center for Spiritual Living have numerous things that we do and we teach. Skill building, ideas for how to live within this powerful universe. How to live within and utilize this individual personal power, not to do power over anyone else, but to do power through us into the world in a way that brings greater freedom, greater love, greater joy, greater goodness of every kind. We have tools to help raise you, your consciousness, and to help bring more and more power and reality of this one power, this one God, into your life, to help you bring those things that may seem to be outside into the sphere of your own influence and allow you then power over them. Through that, you can develop and create the jobs of your desire, the dream, the career you're looking for, the relationships you're looking for, the prosperity you're looking for. Prosperity is a natural part of our lives, and it goes on. We have a prosperity of all kinds of things within us, including money, including resources. And so I invite you to consider, you know, whatever approach you've had so far to this thing called ultimate power, to this God, whether you consider yourself a Christian, a Buddhist, Jewish, or atheist, or agnostic, you can use these tools and these ideas to create a better life for yourself and a greater life for others. Because you see, you can't create a better life for yourself without creating a better life for others. It goes with it. You can't grow your prosperity if you're not also prospering others in the process. Think about that. And, you know, if there's a part of you that's called to work on some particular area that's happening in our world right now, the environment or racist issues or empowerment of all people, of Black Lives Matter, of recognizing and dealing with your own inner white privilege, you were born with. You didn't decide to be that. It was given. You've had thousands of years of development to be born with whatever you're given this in that whole world of racism and privilege happens to be. But what if you bring all of that into the God sphere and say, this too is God, and I can within me find the greater truth, the greater reality, and live in a way that empowers myself and other people. That would change the world. That would change all of us, and it would change the scope and the trajectory of our future. So I invite you to do that. I invite you to consider, what have you pushed outside of your world and your sphere of influence, and what have you held within it? And anything you feel is out of control in your life is something you've pushed outside. Yeah, sorry. See, and you deserve to live fully, freely, and joyfully within that understanding that God is all there is. Joy and life and love and freedom is your birthright just by being alive. And there are ways for you to embrace them and tools that can help you find that joy. So I invite you to look into that, because you are wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. So to talk a little more about our center and about how you may support and get involved in creating a greater experience for this, for us, I invite you to welcome one of our board members and one of our lead practitioners, Doug Moody. Take it away, Doug.
Thank you, Dr. Bob Dean. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here this morning, and we are so grateful that you joined us this morning for our celebration of life, this wonderful lesson, This Too Is God. So we come to the point in our service where we talk about giving, about supporting this center. And we're based here in Midtown Atlanta, and through our new outreach, we're broadcasting beyond that, and we are very grateful for that. So grateful that you can join us. We're grateful that you're here. If you've heard something that resonated with you deeply or opened your heart, and if you feel the urge to support our center, we welcome that. We appreciate that. We feel that when you give with love behind your giving, when it comes from your heart, your heart opens, and that greater and greater good flows to you too. So we appreciate you. We thank you for your support. And now, if you would, please join me with our affirmation for prosperity. We're going to say that together. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can donate on our website. It's got all the information there, www.cslmidtown.org, donate. We try and make that easy for you. So thank you. And now we have a couple of announcements. Next Sunday, we're going to continue our Holy Uprising theme with a talk by Dr. Bob Deem called Say Their Names. We're looking forward to that. The following Sunday, we have a guest speaker, Reverend Dr. Raymond Anderson, who's going to be joining us for a talk entitled Boldly Living in a New Story. That will be closing out our Holy, Holy Uprising theme. Please join us following this today's service. We're going to have a little Zoom visit and chat. So just hang around, and that way you can see and visit with people that you may not have seen in a while. Also, please remember that we've got our online spiritual empowerment sessions. They're Tuesdays from 12 o'clock to 12:30, and you can join us. It's in our same Zoom meeting chat room. I call it the Zoom room, and we've got our passcode. All of that is also published on the website. We have Wisdom Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Dr. Bob Deem usually is there with us leading that. So it's a good dose of science of mind, kind of in the middle of the week on hump day when we can probably use a little boost. Again, we're going to be meeting in our Zoom room, and you can find all of that on our website and the passcode to access that as well. Please remember to share your Facebook, the broadcast. You can share this with your family and with your friends. Helps get our message out into the world, make the world a better place. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We also have a Sunday morning discussion group that meets at 10 o'clock. You can join this discussion group also in the Zoom room. This group uses the 365 Science of Mind book. It's a year of daily wisdom and meditations by our founder, Ernest Holmes. It's a great discussion and a chance to talk about and share ideas with other members in the center and other people of like mind. And don't forget, please call on practitioners if you need prayer work or if you have a prayer request. You can find more information about that on our www.cslmidtown.org website. And that will be it for our announcements today. And again, we thank you for joining us. I'm going to give this back over to Dr. Bob Deem now, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Doug. And add to the announcements for this coming Wednesday, we're going to talk about current events in relationship to the science of mind. If God is all, and if this too is God, then how are our current events to be understood, to be used, to be responded to, given what's happening in the world? You will bring the current event. I'll bring some of the leading of the discussion, and together we will come to some supportive and helpful ideas. So join me in our closing affirmation. This is the affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives in me, through me, and so it is. Thank you